papers already.
Is this, the appeal, Mr. Griffin?
Yeah.
I will not be participating in that one.
Oh, it's twice today.
He's getting his rent.
Yeah, you're gonna go get another donut, is what he's gonna do.
I heard you hold up, let me tell him, I'm coming. He was whispering, it's funny, so.
Just information.
I'm liking her diet.
Sitting back in limbo.
Again? Hey, when you leave here, you all right?
Basically, ballpark, out of character.
Yeah, they got a whole list.
Almost two pages wide.
Right.
It's cold.
I'm wearing my medic uniform right now.
Lawrence, you gonna read?
I can read some.
Okay, that's cool with me.
For the benefit of the record, there was a subdivision appeal hearing on subdivision number 2006-10. The application of the Cross Homes of Delaware Incorporated to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Little Creek Hundred, Sussex County, dividing 213.64 acres into 320 lots using the cluster development concept. Located north of Road 70, also known as Gordy Road, 1,500 feet west of Road 72, also known as Wooten Road, and on both sides of Road 462, being Chesham Pond Road. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on June 28th of 2007. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission deny subdivision 2006-10 for La Crosse Homes of Delaware Incorporated based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed cluster subdivision as designed does not meet the purpose of the subdivision or zoning ordinance, and Mr. Johnson does not believe that it promotes the orderly growth of the county. Two, the proposed project also does not meet the purpose of the subdivision ordinance because it does not ensure that residential developments are conveniently or properly located. Three, the proposed project is not in accordance with the 2002 Sussex County land use plan update because it does not represent growth in an area where public infrastructure and services are available. Four, the project is in an area that has not developed with similar projects or residential density. There are no other developments in the immediate vicinity that are similar in density to what has been proposed. Five, the proposed project is served by Gordy Road, Chesham Pond Road, and Wooten Road, which are all local routes. All these roads are also used regularly by large farm equipment. The project is inconsistent with the existing traffic and agricultural use of these roads. The project would also lead to increased congestion on the adjacent and surrounding roads, and the state has no plans to invest in roadway upgrades in this area. Six, Mr. Johnson is not satisfied that the proposed cluster subdivision is superior to a standard subdivision for the following reasons. A, in their presentation and in response to Mr. Johnson's questioning, the developer could not adequately describe how this project creates an environment or design that is superior to a standard 3/4-acre lot subdivision. B, Mr. Johnson does not feel that the use of open space in this project is a design improvement over a standard subdivision. While there is a 30-foot buffer around the perimeter, more than 60 lots are oriented towards the perimeter of the subdivision. Open space was not used along the outer portions of this development to create a transition between this development and neighboring properties and uses. See, more than 100 of the lots back up to one another without any open space between them. The commission has regularly stated that this is not a superior design. Seven, Mr. Johnson does not feel that the items set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed. For example, A, the applicant did not adequately address how this subdivision is integrated into the existing terrain and surrounding landscape. B, the applicant did not adequately address where the project will adversely affect natural areas or cause significant tree, vegetation, or soil removal. If the subdivision was approved, it would require extensive grading for road improvements, grading for the large community septic system next to James Branch, and more impervious areas caused by the home streets, amenities, driveways, etc. See, the applicant did not adequately address how the project promotes the preservation of open space. For example, with the orientation of lots toward the perimeter of the subdivision, and with so many lots backing up to one another, the appearance of openness in this neighborhood is not maintained. And there is little transition between this project and the neighboring properties. D, the project will adversely affect area roadways and does not provide for the safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site and along adjacent routes. There will be many cars per day added to the roadways in and around the project. The roads in the area are local roads of minimal width that are frequently used by large pieces of farm equipment. E, generally, the applicant did not show that each of the 17 items in section 99-9C were addressed or considered in the design of the subdivision as required by the cluster ordinance. The applicant has not adequately documented how the proposed development provides for a total environment and design which are superior to that which would be allowed under the standard lot option. Does not preserve the natural environment or historic or archaeological resources, and did not adequately address how the project will not have an adverse effect on all the items included under 99-9C. For example, one, almost one-third of the home site shown in the proposed preliminary site plan did not back up to open space. Rather, over 100 small home lots and back-to-back with other small lots. Two, by the calculation presented, the proposed active and passive open space constitutes only 22% of the project. Three, the proposed cluster development is totally out of character for this rural, predominantly agricultural and nature preserve area. Four, this project does not present or preserve the open space, agricultural lands, natural habitats, and forest land that is typically found in a surrounding area. Instead, it is creating an isolated development that cannot be served effectively or efficiently by public services. And if this project certainly compromises the integrity of the 2004 strategies for state policies and spending, the livable Delaware Green Infrastructure Area established under Governor Minter's Executive Order Number 61, and the preservation goals which are inherent to many of DENREC programs. Of particular concern or one, the project impacts all three layers of the green infrastructure map, being cropland, forest, and natural resources. Two, the project's proximity to the James Branch Nature Preserve, and three, possible impacts to the rare species in the James Branch, Trussman Pond, and Trap Pond. While various mitigating measures are proposed that may help reduce impacts from this project, not doing the project at all is the best avenue for avoiding negative impacts. With the motion and a second, and carried 3-1, with Mr. Gordy opposed, to deny this application for the reasons stated. Attached to the memo I provided to you is also a copy of your public hearing of October 23rd of 2007. There are several pages of what you found in presentations by Mr. Pardee and Mr. Crouch. And there were other parties present that were in opposition also.
Now the reason we're here, though, is because we listened to the appeal once, correct?
Right, you had the appeal hearing on...
We had this appeal, right?
Yeah, you had the appeal. That's what I'm trying to... The appeal hearing was October 23rd of 2007.
Mm-hmm.
At the conclusion of the public hearing, the action was deferred. There were 3 yeas and 2 absent at that time. On February 26th of 2008, Council discussed this under old business. There was a motion to affirm or reaffirm the decision of the commission, and that was a 2-yea and 2-nay. There was only 4 members present. There was a question raised as to a 2-2 vote, what a 2-2 vote means. And that was that there was not a majority vote, and if asked to contact the county attorney regarding the outcome of that vote.
Okay, can I read also here, gentlemen, that it says Mr. Cole and Mr. Rogers. Oh, wait, here, motion was made by Mr. Cole and second by Mr. Rogers to reaffirm the decision of planning and zoning regarding the application. Motion failed, 2 yeas, 2 nays, 1 absent. Then there was a vote by roll call. Mr. Cole and Mr. Rogers voted yea based on the record of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Dukes did not participate in the discussion or the vote. Mr. Cole and Mr. Lank questioned, if the vote taken by council resulted in the commission's decision being reaffirmed, Mr. Jones, the president, responded by saying yes, and then the gavel went down. So where is the... Now, somebody, and then later on, it says there was some other questions after we had the vote, you know, about the 2-2 thing and everything else. But traditionally, we have always taken a position that a 2-2 vote is it doesn't pass. It fails due to lack of
I think the majority. Problem is the motion wasn't made to overturn planning and zoning. Had the motion been made to overturn P&Z and there was not
and we reaffirmed
three votes, then it would have effectively been left in place. But the motion was made to reaffirm the decision by planning and zoning. And since that didn't pass, it still is left out there.
Yeah.
And Mr. Griffin's the one who's going to have to answer this ultimately.
Well, I think I thought I asked that question when I did vote because...
You said it was over with. It was here. The decision was reaffirmed that we supported the commission's original decision and... You go, yes, and that was it. So that was the end of it.
I don't think it's been interpreted that way, and I think council has, up to this moment, treated this matter as not having been decided. The applicants, certainly here, observing to see what happens, mm-hmm. I think is entitled to some decision on it.
Oh, a decision? Oh, I mean another vote?
Yeah.
Jim, what happens if it's 2-2 again?
Well, we'll go down that road if that happens.
No, I'm saying, what are is there any case study? I mean, legalese out there that you can throw at us that in some other county,
well,
a situation
rules,
like this?
Your rules of procedure say that an action by council requires an affirmative vote of three members.
Okay. Which we didn't get.
Which you didn't get.
So it fails. So that's, again, why again...
That's why this matter is still open, and this is...
Because the motion was to reaffirm. Should we make the motion that we... overturn planning and zoning, and then if it doesn't get three, it's a done deal?
Your options under the old appeal statute are, they're similar to the current one, but it says that the commission, if you could, your choices are basically you could reaffirm what the commission said.
Which we did
that day. I'm just right. Telling you.
Yeah. We couldn't get
three
votes.
We're not trying to revisit that.
Three votes.
That's one option. Another one would be to send it back for another hearing before the commission. Or you could determine that the commission misapplied or misinterpreted the applicable provisions of Section 99, which is a subdivision ordinance. Or that their findings were not orderly and logical review of the evidence. So I suppose if someone made a motion that the commission misapplied or misinterpreted the provisions of the subdivision ordinance and that received three votes, that would essentially be a reversal.
And what if that receives two votes, 2-2?
Then it fails?
Well,
that way. Like what Vance is saying, because we didn't get three votes.
It's got to get three votes, whichever, you know, to do it.
But an absentee, a person who's not here, an empty seat, is a no vote, correct?
Well, that person's not voting.
It
don't help it.
Can Mike Vinson vote in proxy for Dan?
Tiebreaker? Mike, is that
like
part
Dave
of your...
Wilson.
You want to be a tiebreaker?
You like Dave Wilson, you're already
I don't think he wants
Mike,
to
Mike, you go
there.
Get a donut, you can get that.
All right, read it. All right, then what do we do? Read it. Let's do something.
Well, I had some questions. For instance, it says that P&Z said it had 22% open space. The record says that there was 64 acres of open space on the south side, 11 acres on the north side, mm-hmm. which would be 75 acres, 213 total acres, 75 would be, what, 35, 36%?
Well, he turned it down for a number of things.
I'm asking about this one point. I'm trying to figure out why they're saying it's 22% when it looks like it's well over the 30% required by our code.
By references in that this is a comment taken in out of the comments of the commission by the calculation presented, the proposed active and passive open space constitutes only 22% of the project. That's in the record for the council meeting too.
So is there a provision? I mean, they're using that as a criteria for denial. Is there a provision in our code that says there must be more than 22% active or passive recreation? Or is this something that they're kind of making up as they go?
No, they don't normally make it up as they go.
Where is it that 22% is a negative? Because this was in the region.
That's not the one issue, though. I mean, there's so much. I mean,
I need to. No,
it was in the statement by the motion said 22%.
Okay.
Well, so where are you going, Vince?
P&Z doesn't have a problem with 22%.
Where's he going?
You're going to get docked your pay.
Go ahead and see Joan.
It's in Section E, Lawrence, where it says, generally, if the applicant did not show that each of the 17 items were addressed, and it went on to list some of those items, and one of them was that the open space only constituted 22%.
I just read that.
And my question is, where is it within our 17 items that the proposed active or passive open
17
area
items doesn't reference a certain percentage.
No. Doesn't have to. It
gives certain steps as to what you look at. Disturbance of woodland, green space, floodplains, et cetera. Agriculture.
So Vance, with the hour, let's not go through all the things. Why don't we just look at, did they properly address
this the obviously artwork? Is one area they didn't properly address.
In your opinion, but the,
okay, well, that's,
right, I'm just
I
saying, he just
floor
said it. I know, but they said there's no specifics in those seven things.
Brian's okay, go ahead. He's got the floor.
Where's Vincent's?
He went to the ball game.
Okay, my ball game.
Mr. Cole.
He went to your ball game.
You going to my ball game?
Yeah, he left.
He was afraid we're going to get him to vote.
6:30 was 11.
He doesn't even know what my son looks like.
Mr. Cole.
What?
To address your ongoing question about the vote previously taken, your rules of procedure, section 5.5 says three affirmative votes shall be required to pass any motion unless otherwise provided herein. That's the section I was referring to.
Okay. What I'd like to do then is just move this. Instead of, we ought to go back. We've heard all these things. We've talked about it. Let's just go back and vote to either support P&Z, to overturn P&Z, or what, send it back?
Or send it back.
Something like that. So let's just go back to those three things.
We're going to approve it, send it back, or
yeah, let's just do that.
Right. I move that we approve the cluster subdivision. Number 2006-10, application of Cross Homes of Delaware. I believe that the planning and zoning erred in their reasons for denial. I cited one example a few minutes ago, and that's my motion.
So you want to overturn planning and zoning. So this is a motion to overturn, would that be?
Basically, that's the effect of it.
So if he doesn't get three to overturn it, then it, are we back to, we have to do another one, or what are we at?
One thing at a time.
Try another motion, I guess.
One thing at a time.
Until we got to keep going until we get three.
Well, that's what your rules of procedure say.
My motion,
well,
is
wouldn't
to
three no's
turn and approve. I can do that all in one motion.
It has three affirmative votes to pass it.
Right.
So the motion gets three affirmative votes, then
keep flipping the coin. Well, if he
approved it, regardless of what planning and zoning did.
So if he over motion to overturn and it's 2-2,
and you haven't gotten there yet, because you can take another vote.
All right.
On another motion.
I second that motion. Come on. Second it for a vote. Let's go.
Yeah, we can bounce that ball all night, George.
I know. I'm sorry.
Let's move on.
Okay.
It's moved and seconded that we overturn planning and zoning's decision on subdivision number 2006-10 for various reasons as stated by Mr. Phillips.
And I think the key one that I need to have in the motion, Jim, is that I believe planning and zoning erred in the decision-making process.
Or misapplied the terms of the ordinance, whichever one.
All of the above. Okay.
Okay with that, Rob? Okie dokie. Mr. Cole.
So I'll vote, if I vote no,
that's what you mean.
I don't.
You don't. If you vote no, you are hanging in P&Z's decision.
But I'm still supporting P&Z because I feel that the Planning and Zoning Department, it's their area of concern. They've been doing their job. I don't think it's our job to do their job, and we point them to be responsible. And I think they've got ample numerous reasons, when you look through the pages here, of denial based on the county's ability to deny applications for various reasons, and I think we have 17 suggestions that they can follow, and I believe that they have done that, so my vote is no.
Mr. Phillips.
I vote yes. I think that this application probably started the process that led us to overturn several planning and zoning decisions by us not taking a firm stand on this back in February of 2008. I think we began to see an evolution of planning and zoning's thought process in which they deviated from following the code and began to start putting criteria that weren't clearly defined in our ordinances.
Are you saying
they're
a rogue commission?
I vote yes.
They're a rogue commission.
I like that.
Now,
he's a scholar. He's a lawyer and a scholar in one day. He's a working tomorrow, I guess.
They're out of control.
Mr. Rogers.
They're out of control.
That is short. For the reason stated by Mr. Phillips, I vote yes.
For who?
Mr. Phillips, I vote yes.
Okay. My vote is yes also. Motion passed.
All right.
Okay.
Next thing.
Grants.
Dave, you're on. Grant.
Okay. The first one is the Lewis Public Library for a new copier.
And no, that's changed. That was a typo. City of Lewis.
Oh,
it's the
city of Lewis. Oh, yeah, okay.
Do it quick. Do it quick.
Jim, can I, before we start in this, wait a minute. I got a couple to add. Should I do it now or should I?
What are you talking about?
Funding.
Right.
You can't add any funding. It's been posted.
Well, you did post the. You did post grants, but you're trying to. You're
I'm saying that my grant came in after we posted the agenda. I have two.
Well, there are provisions for amending the ordinance, but you're supposed to do it with a certain number of hours notice.
Okay. Well, as long as we've been here, hell, we've been.
Go after him, Dan. Go after him. He's your boy. He's your boy. No.
You want me to? Thank you, Dan. There you go.
Oh, wow. That's okay. Hey, it's okay. Dan says it's okay. Whoa, this is great. Sam, I hope he's here when we get up here.
Make a motion.
Is this a freebie,
agenda.
Dan?
Huh?
Yeah, make a motion.
I can't make it, but you can.
I'll make a motion that we amend the.
Well, there are other
grants.
People that, aside from Dan, that could file one.
Okay.
We could try, right?
They look pretty friendly out there.
Come on, hurry up. Let's do something. Whatever. Make a move.
Second?
Motion to be able to,
is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. Move second that we amend the agenda for me to add the Bridgeville Community Action for Christmas baskets for the needy and also the Boy Scouts. Mr. Cole.
I'll vote no. It's not appropriate because it's out of our rules and it's they're worthy causes, but I'm sure Mr.
I wish we spent the rules.
No, we don't.
State law, you can't.
You either got rules, you got either got them, you don't have them.
I'm going to vote no because I don't think you're going to have the money by the time we get there.
Damn, I was worried. I didn't think I was getting on the naughty list. But I got my calculator. Mr. Deuce?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All you've made about
okay, spending. Number one. Mr. Rogers.
$5,000 for the city of Lewis.
Second.
It's the city of Lewis. City of Lewis.
Calling you?
Second.
Yeah.
How much is Cole? $5,000?
No, Cole's not in the city of Lewis. Let's go. No.
City of Lewis, $5,000 from my account.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Stroke.
As much as I'd like to vote yes, I'm going to have to vote no.
I hope you all know.
That's right.
It's yes, yes. For a couple of them.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes.
Next, Mr. Cole.
River Beach Museum for construction costs, $5,000.
Second.
Bending the wheel. Oh, that's Mr. Cole.
Is he on the
come on, hurry up.
Is he on the naughty
Mr.
list
Cole.
Now?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Who's this from? Mr. Cole?
Yeah, yes. He's
alone.
On.
Yeah, alone.
Yes.
He's not on the naughty list.
Not yet.
You're gone. I'm
yes.
Here.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to divvy his money.
Ocean View Historical Society Programs Projects, $5,000.
Second.
Move okay. Second that we got $5,000.
He's
Mr.
out of control.
Mr. Cole?
No, I'm still got more money than all he put together.
$136,000.
Say yes. Mr. Cole,
yes.
Say yes. Thank you, Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead. Who's this? Yours, Finley? Sussex Technical High School? Amanda Fletcher, how much?
I didn't write that one down.
How
but,
much?
Let's see.
$200.
$200.
There you go. Second.
Okay.
Where is she from?
Who knows?
Jersey.
David, you got the letter? Wait a minute. Yeah, help me out here, Bob. I might be getting shaft here. Don't know
South Jersey.
Second.
I don't see a address, actually.
Well, if you can't find it, keep the money.
Sussex.
She's in Bridgeville.
$200, come on.
Oh, no, Georgetown. $200. No, it doesn't say. No, I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. We gave $200. Vote.
Yes.
It's 15376, Georgetown.
There you go. Okay. Sam's first grant.
All right. Let's go vote.
Sam's first grant. $200 for myself. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Indian River High School, Alicia Murray, Mr. Phillips and I would like to give $200 each.
Second.
Okay. It's moved to second. You give $200 for Mr. Phillips, $200 for Mr. Cole. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Jones, Rogers? Is this one of yours? Yes. It's Ducks, yes. Unlimited? Ducks Unlimited.
We gave
$1,000.
We gave $2,500 last year. I think each one put in $500.
$500 each, yeah.
$500 each.
I can't do that.
Mr. Jones won.
Get broke.
Mr. Jones, I'll make a motion. We give $2,000 from Mr. Jones' account. And anybody else want to chip in?
$2,000 from Mr. Jones' account? I'll second that motion. Go.
Go.
He didn't ask you that. He asked you if you wanted to.
I already seconded it.
And $500 from my account.
Okay.
All right.
I'll second that. Let's go.
Put you in a ball game, buddy.
For mine, and $500 for Mr. Dukes. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
No.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Coverdale Crossroads, Community Council. How much, Mr. Jones?
$1,000.
$1,000.
Second. From who?
Me.
Jones.
Please. Wait a minute.
Come on, call for the vote.
How much? $5,000?
$1,000.
I am counting my calculator.
I know you got a little calculator. You got enough. Come on. Okay. We'll tell you when you're
not there yet. I'll tell you when it is.
Okay. Yeah, we'll tell you when you're going to have it.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Georgetown Historical Society, how much?
$7,000.
$7,000, Georgetown Historical Society.
From Finley.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay, moving second, we allow $7,000 for me. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
This is a countywide Delaware Division III World Series event. We give what up? $5,000, $1,000 each.
I can't do that.
Ooh. Can't do that? Who's out of money? Can do that. Well, somebody second it.
I'll put it into the extra time.
He got the
extra. Delaware Division, though. Is that
I got my day plan. I got my day plan.
World Series.
Oh, man.
What are you going to put two?
What do you have?
I put two in your back.
I said $1,000. I thought it was countywide. Is it countywide?
Mr. Jones wants two and one for the rest.
How much?
He's putting two in.
Two. I'll make that motion. Let's go.
Second.
Wait a minute. Wow.
That's it. Let's go.
Whoa,
move along. Keep moving.
You're all out of order. No, I'm not going there. Not
come
going
on. Move along.
No.
You would give two.
No.
You said $2,000 from you.
You just did
there.
Say yeah, you wanted to.
Somebody else is going to team in.
No, we don't have to.
Yeah,
let's
they
go.
Don't give $1,000. From.
No, they bailed out.
No, they're not bailing.
Come on.
What was your motion?
We'll read it. You'll have to read it in a minute.
$2,000 from me.
$2,000 from you and $1,000 from everyone but Robert.
There you go.
That's what I'm
right.
Okay, go.
Okay, so I got you.
Second.
Okay, so move second to that. We get $2,000 from me and $1,000 from everybody except for Chingy Butt back here.
No, my next page is mine.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
No.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr.
Rogers. Down to Greenwood, how much?
$2,000.
$2,000 down to Greenwood Christmas lights.
From Ben.
Second.
Ah, shoot. Wait a minute.
The bell will go off when you're out of money.
His light went out.
Is that $2,000 from Greenwood? Okay. It's been moved to second. We give $2,000 from Greenwood from my account. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Georgetown Hysterical Society?
$3,000.
Second?
Three.
First?
Yes.
Two or three?
Three.
Right. I make that motion, George, second?
Three. I'm telling you what,
this is obscene.
It is obscene. He's down to 44
and you're still
grand.
Rich.
Next budget ain't going to have this kind of money.
You're still rich.
Move to second. I get three for...
Vance and I made a motion. Let's go.
Okay. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Three from you?
Yeah. Mr. Yes. Phillips?
Yes.
God, Bridge?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Bridgeville Hysterical Society.
Right. Same number.
$3,000.
Second.
Right. Move second. Did we get $3,000? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Sussex Tech High School's Science Fair. That's everybody.
Right.
$250 each.
How much?
$250.
$1,000. Okay.
Wait.
$150 each.
Wait a minute.
It'd be $200 each, Mr. Colbert.
$200 each. Eh, that's all right.
$200 each.
Why, we make money down the beach.
$200 each.
Is that what it is?
$200 each.
$200 each.
Thank you, Sam.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
No.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
No.
Here's Mr. Rogers. You out of money, Rogers?
I'm going to soon be. This next page is mine.
Slaughter Beach. Let's go, Slaughter Beach.
$1,000.
Don't make any difference.
That's the motion passed. Slaughter Beach.
$1,000 for Slaughter Beach. Second.
Okay. Who's the second that we thought $1,000 for Slaughter Beach? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Okay. Bye-bye.
He's saving his pennies.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Countywide, Sussex Cyclists, safety equipment. How about?
What are we doing?
I want out of that one.
$200 each.
All right. I want out of that one because I think that we determined last year, and that the one down on Route 1 where they...
That's Cole's district. He's trying to get us all...
And that the one where they...
I don't know.
They said that they bought helmets and nobody wouldn't wear them. Right. And that the same
group... Well, they had
that
lights this year.
No, they bought helmets. They gave them out to a lot of the foreign kids and that work in the beach.
And they never used the lights. They used the lights.
Yeah,
the lights weren't bad.
$200 each.
I'd like to have out of
bicycles. Don't you can't be against people who ride bicycles.
You ride a motorcycle. We'll give it to you too.
Where do we go?
They ride horses over
here. I second your
motion. All right, let's go.
Right, Sam.
Railroad Dale into it. Come on.
$200 each, except for Mr. Duke.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in too.
$200 each. Yeah, he's in there. We're putting him in.
We put him in a motion.
What's the motion?
We got him in. We forced him into it.
What's the motion?
$200 each.
$200 each.
He's screaming the whole way.
Second.
I don't know.
You got it.
Okay.
I don't want
it. You want out? Too?
I want out.
Okay.
Well, the motion is all of us in. We got a motion and a second.
Wait a minute. Did we fund it last year?
I don't know.
I don't think we did.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. We got a motion and a second. Take action, Mr. President.
Third year.
Okay.
Vote.
Vote it down if you want to say no.
$200 each.
$200
each. That's a motion.
Mr. Cole.
They're still debating. Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
No.
Mr. Dukes.
No.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
No.
All right, they failed. All right, Sussex Technical and Community College.
I mean, they ain't getting nothing.
Give me money, George. I'll vote for yours.
They ain't getting nothing.
Well, I want to tell them that I want to tell them that County Council.
That's fine. I don't care. Okay.
Tell them resubmit. Resubmit under the new council.
1,000, George.
1,000. Go ahead, vote, George. We got another motion.
Give 1,000, Mr. Cole, out of yours to the Sussex Cyclist.
Dale, we're going on. We'll go to the next one. Just leave it lay.
No.
Give him something.
Leave it lay.
No.
Just leave it lay.
Let him go.
Leave it lay.
I withdraw my motion.
For
right. You voted.
Hey, they sent the letter to me, and I give it to you, so I'll give money to it. $1,000.
To who?
Second.
Sussex Cyclists.
There you go, second.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, because that's a good deal.
Are you going to cyclists?
I have picked some of these people up on the road. Them lights are right.
I understand.
You better send a thank you note to Joan.
For what? She likes them too. She rides a bike.
Second, let's go.
Okay, yeah. Let's move second and we allow 1,000. Are you giving anything, George?
Next, I'll get another letter. Come on.
No.
We've got a motion and a second. Let's go.
Man, somebody withdraw. Don't let that sucker get out of that. Right. Do not let him get out. No, this is wrong.
I'll give $500 in. Add $500 to it, Robin, please. Let's go. I've got a motion and a second. Let's go.
Move second.
Yes.
$1,000 for Mr. Rogers,
yes.
$500 for Mr. Cole.
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Give $500.
Mr. Dukes?
I can do that.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Too late now.
Sussex Tech and Community College for
It's Sussex Tech High School.
High School. For Caitlin Ort. To participate, people, European heritage.
Help me out on this one, Dave. Help me out. Okay.
How much, Finley?
Wait a minute. Now, how do you know that person is mine?
She's
from. They are countywide.
She's from Milton.
Oh, Jonesy.
She's from Milton. She's from Milton.
Oh, no, that's Rogers.
Who is?
Wake up. Come along.
$1,000. They got to do it.
$1,000. Your girl.
It's a heck of a way for him to go out.
$300. Second.
Yeah. You helping?
I said $300. Just take a second.
You spend your money, Mr. Rogers.
Something else is going to be short here. Go ahead.
Okay. Move to second and rely on $300. Is that correct?
Yeah, let's statistician over. Catch up.
Mr. Rogers?
He wants to give money to dogs instead of people.
Right.
Mr. Cole?
$500. Yes.
Mr. Dawson. Phillips and not Dawson, right? Mr. Producer.
Yes. Dogs are more important than people.
Yes.
I said no.
Milton Cemetery improvements.
They give me one of them anyway. $2,000.
$2,000, Milton Cemetery.
Huh? $7,500.
One's got your name on it, Brian.
Right.
No,
How much did you give?
Move second, we got 2,000, Mr. Rogers, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
That's from Robert.
Yes.
No.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Roger.
That's what I got.
Yes.
New Hope Education Center, Ellendale, how much?
$1,000.
I'll make second that motion.
$1,000?
Yes.
$1,000 from Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
No.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Now we'll see how important dogs are to a certain councilman. Dalmatian Rescue.
Did it last year, $2,000.
Oh my God! He only gave that poor little girl $300, and the dogs.
You wouldn't help me out.
The dogs get more money?
I'm an animal lover.
This is outrageous. Second motion.
Okay. Move to second. We're not. Beg your pardon?
He's the president.
He's going to talk to
you. That's not a problem, right?
If we don't, my dog is getting hungry, so if we don't hurry up, it might bite the neighbor. Come on.
He's moved to second and we lot 2,000. Mr.
Come on,
Rogers? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
No.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Milton Garden Club?
$1,000.
$1,000. Second.
It's okay, man.
Move second, we got $1,000 from Mr. Rogers, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
No.
Mr. Duke.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes.
Delaware Technical Community College Alumni Association Scholarship Funding.
This is.
Yeah, $1,000 from me. $1,000 from me.
That was that clean your account?
Not quite. No.
I can do two. This is Del Tech for everybody.
$500
from you, George.
$1,000 from me, $5 from George, $2 from him.
Beg your pardon?
I was wondering if Dave didn't tell me to put that on. Maybe he knows. I don't even have a letter from them yet.
Oh, from them? Well, okay, I'll make a motion. This we defer on 21.
I think Dave knows about
it. No, that's some hitman.
He called about. Yeah, they got a letter.
I didn't even see the letter, but.
Make a motion we defer.
He'd call me about it. Mm-hmm. And they want to set up a scholarship in honor of the county council.
You going to let it roll?
Yeah, I'll let you go.
Scholarship in honor of the county council.
Okay.
What is that?
As we know it.
Did he?
Okay.
Okay, what?
He did a 5, he did 3, 2, and I did 1.
Say what?
You talked to him.
No, he did 500. He did 2,000. I did 1,000.
3,500 total.
Okay.
Right, Sam, add that up. Got no letter.
Got no letter.
You got
to vote. I'm gonna have to vote no today. Rules are rules.
George, is that you? $500.
$500, but quick, because I'm gonna vote no anyway.
Well, here's the
option. If I know that, would increase yours to 2,000.
What was the motion on that? Roger.
I'll make a motion until we get a letter. We defer.
For me.
I'll make a motion.
A thousand from Lynn.
I got a motion and a second, Mr. Jones, on deferring till we get a letter.
Shoot, I have that one now. Who made that? There was actually a motion. Just give them the money.
Put it down.
Yeah. I'm running out of gas, Dale. Don't worry.
You want to give it away?
Just go ahead and do it. We'll get the letter.
Yeah, we will get the letter.
Done before that.
You got a motion second.
Yeah.
Either withdraw, let's vote on it.
Okay. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
No.
Mr. Duke.
We're voting on the motion to defer. Is that correct?
No. We're voting on the motion for the money.
Okay.
My vote is yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Voted yes.
Yes.
After all that.
Okay, Mike, I got the ones I added on, and I got the Bridgeville Community Action, as would like to give them $1,000.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
It's moved second. I allow $1,000 for Bridgeville. Mr. Cole?
Yes, I'll suspend the rules.
I vote yes.
How come you vote for him? Yes, he's on the naughty list.
No, I'm not.
He's still sitting on.
Hurry up. Hurry up. The Republican caucus is leaving.
Okay. Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Well, you might have missed something.
I got one more. I actually got two more.
You go.
I got Boy Scouts for $2,000.
Second.
Second.
$2,000?
Yeah. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Del Royal Water for $2,000, and that's it.
Del Royal Water.
Okay. Can't even say it.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Mr. Cole?
How much?
Can you say it three times?
$2,000.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes. Okay, gentlemen.
We have introductions.
Ordinances. We still have ordinances.
Two ordinances?
Introductions.
Oh, introduction. Sam, pay attention. These are your babies here.
And additional business.
Okay. He left you, he looked, family left you $34,000.
That's pretty good.
Responsible.
Let's go.
Conservative, unlike the public. And liberals down there.
I'm hurt.
You ready for me to read?
Yes, go ahead, please, Jim.
It makes $6.
$3.
82 cents. Not all it was.
That's terrible. Terrible.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Suffolk County from AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land, Lewis Rehoboth 100, containing 4.04 acres. Old Town Point LLC, Craig Hudson.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Suffolk County from AR1 agricultural residential district to CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land in Baltimore 100 containing 2.45 acres, Byram Farm LLC.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Suffolk County from AR1 agricultural residential district to CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land, Little Creek 100 containing 15.44 acres, C. Ladle Industrial Park.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agricultural Residential District to LI2 Light Industrial District for a certain parcel of land in Little Creek 100 containing 98.8 acres, C. Ladle Industrial Park.
It's been real.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in AR1 Agricultural Residential District for professional offices. Be located on a certain parcel of land in Lewis Rehoboth 100 containing 41,611 square feet. Rheumatology consultant.
Hope he spends some time. Honored, is it?
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land AR1 agriculture residential district for multifamily dwelling structure, 4 units. Be located in certain parts of land in Lewis Rehoboth 100 containing 3.98 acres. John Corcoran. Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in AR1 agriculture residential district for an auto repair shop. Located in certain parts of land, Baltimore 100, containing 36,097 square feet, Michael Mulligan.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in AR1 Agricultural Residential District for small engine repair. Be located in certain parts of land lying in Broadkill 100, 1.05 acres, Raymond and Nancy Skull.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in AR1 Agricultural Residential District and a GR General Residential District for a medical center.
We're not.
Be located in certain parts of land in Cedar Creek 100, containing 2.8 acres, on behalf of Allendale Community Civic Improvement Association.
Ooh, I understand that.
That's all the ordinances.
Additional business.
I'd like to move that we amend the agenda to consider changing our base density in the county to 10 units per acre.
The cold is gone.
I'll accept the motion.
A second.
Go out in a blaze of glory.
Don't bother me. I'm on my way out.
Any other additional business, Mr. Kramer?
Closing comments, if you will.
Closing comments.
With a sprinkle of turkey. Your turkey's thawed by now, hasn't it?
No, he got.
I'm sure it's thawed all right.
You got
my name is Dan Kramer.
Where you from?
Oh, by the way, I hear you're moving to Rehoboth.
Been 2 years.
Hey, you guys are out of the picture forever. Mm-hmm. He's coming back in 2 years. He's going to move to Rehoboth.
Run against George
and then
Cole.
He's going to run against Cabbage Head Cole. And then he's going to whip him. And he's going to whip him so bad that Wolfgang, when he ran, it'd make it look beautiful. Because he's going to whip
him.
Well,
you wouldn't say that if George Cole was here.
Oh, yes, I would, because right there he is. I might be dumb, but I ain't stupid. Did you notice? I got some eyes in the back of the head. You can try it.
Here, buddy. Hit him in here.
See, he's all going to get with it.
Kevin, I'll pay your filer to be investigated.
You will? I appreciate that, George. I'll look you up in 2 years.
2 years.
Less than 2 years.
That's it.
One thing about it, I tell you what, we've had our ups and downs and rigmaroles, but I got to give you credit where credit is due. Some days you had it, but today you didn't have it.
Well, we're not perfect all the time, Dan.
By dadgummit, one thing about it, you won't get another chance for, like I said, for 2 years, then you can get back.
I'll practice where I'm going, right?
Better.
Good. Hey, you have a nice Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Dan.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
No, he made it earlier, Sam.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Motion adjourn, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. 11 hours is enough.
11 hours, we made it.